This is Letitia. Now, the first time I watched a flick with someone, it was the most informative and entertaining thing that I'd seen. Ever. The point of watching the flick was probably lost on me because I'm certain that the intent was to arouse and not to amuse me. But you know what they say. Different strokes for different folks, right? No pun intended. What I did learn may surprise you. I realized how much of a business adult entertainment is. Did you know that 12% of all websites are pornographic in nature? The $57 billion is the worldwide figure for this entertainment industry. Now here's the breakdown of how that money's spent. $20 billion in adult videos, $11 billion for escort services, $7.5 billion magazines, $5 billion sex clubs, phone sex pulling in $4.5 billion, cable/pay-per-view $2.5 billion, internet $2.5 billion, CD-ROM $1.5 billion, novelties $1 billion, and other $1.5 billion. Now, the organization Morality and Media, Inc. recently did a phone survey that showed that 3 out of 4 adults thought that viewing porn via internet or video was morally unacceptable. Now, I don't know about you, but nobody called my house. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong impression about Letitia, thinking that I'm some loose, morally corrupt freak. Nasty chick with a one-way ticket to hell in gasoline thongs. It's just that I happen to think that as adults, we are able to pay taxes, vote, go to war, think on our own, etc., etc. We should be able to decide for ourselves if we want to watch other consenting adults engage in adult activities. Why is it okay for me to watch people kill each other by every sick, perverted, mutilating way possible, but not be okay for me to watch 2 or 3 or 4 people making love to each other, no matter how bad the acting is? Even though my views of the right to watch porn are quite liberal, how it makes me feel is a different story altogether. The first time I caught my man hanging out in some porn chat room, I felt betrayed. It had less to do with the sexual stuff and more to do with the sneaking and hiding. Even though he never used his real name or showed his face on those naked butt shots, yeah, he went there. I still felt like he was trying to do dirt behind my back. Well, after many discussions about the subject and the discovery of a rather large photo collection on our computer, I told him what I was comfortable with and what was unacceptable to me. I learned how visual and material he was compared to the more expressive and analytical me. So every now and then, when he's chilling in front of his own personal laptop with his private collection of pics and videos, I'll shoot him an email with a cute little picture of my own, and the subject line will read, "Here's one that you can touch." Side note. You know, there is no excuse for child pornography, however it does exist. It is our responsibility to protect our children at all cost. And that's another article. This is Letitia. And while 3 out of 4 adults may think that viewing porn is morally unacceptable, but they still watching.